It's 98.3 The Snake. Inside your work release program, I have two very special guests in the studio with me. You just heard from Bill Kyle from McDonald's, and I also have Ken Robinette from the South Central Community Action Partnership. How's it going, Ken?
It's going well, and good afternoon.
Okay, so basically we're talking about McCash for Kids, and this goes down at the Buell McDonald's August 14th, and all you got to do, eat some Big Macs, and you're going to help raise money for the kids out there in the Magic Valley who them and their parents just can't afford school supplies, and this is the stuff that they need to succeed. And let's face it, also, kids are mean in elementary school, middle school, and high school, but it's cool. We grow up, and it's all good. Fill me in. So the South Central Community Action Partnership is helping, but kind of break it down for me. How's this going down?
Well, first, Kendra, let me start by saying thank you to Bill Kyle and the Kyle family for all of the support they bring back into the Magic Valley, and I'm sure they do it in their other locations, in Mountain Home, for example. They are really community leaders, and we really applaud the work that they have done and what they give back to the community. And we're going to be a recipient of this great McCash for Kids.
Awesome.
And the donations that are going to come in through your purchases of those Big Macs and other great products out at McDonald's, chicken. Of course, we don't have the breakfast sandwich this morning, or do we? So, yeah, that's okay. We'll have to make a second trip the next morning.
That's fine.
But with the proceeds of that, we are going to use 100% of that to purchase school supplies right here at local stores. So we're going to also take that money and support local businesses.
Nice.
And that way, and we're tax exempt. We do not pay sales tax because of our nonprofit status. So we're able to stretch out and purchase more school supplies so we can get them into the hands of kids who need it.
Awesome.
So how do kids get this in their hands? What they need to do is two things. They can contact our office at 733-9351, and we can get them connected to the right department. Or if they get their school supply list from their school, they can bring it into our office, and we can work with that. We fill the school supplies as much as we possibly can from the list that we of supplies we purchase.
Mm-hmm. Protractors. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was my favorite.
I might add that, you know, just a little bit of statistics. You got to throw the data in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Some of the hard data. Last year, we provided services to almost 30,000 individuals in the Magic Valley.
Wow.
And of the adults that we provided services to, 41% did not graduate. And of those 41%, 15% never even made it out of the ninth grade. So it's important that we get these tools to the kids while they're young so we can keep them in school.
Definitely.
And that's going to help them continue on to have more of a successful life.
They can succeed. They can own businesses like McDonald's, and they can give back. And it really is just the circle of, life or circle of awesomeness, if you want to call it that. But
You mentioned, kids can be a little cruel sometimes,
right,
and that's just being kids.
Right, right.
But really, when you don't have the supplies that you can participate with school activities, that makes it really hard. You do kind of get separated out. So with this program, it's going to help us build the self-esteem and the learning capabilities of these children who are negatively impacted.